This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo. Klaviyo is a platform that helps growth-focused e-commerce brands drive more sales with super targeted, highly relevant email, Facebook, and Instagram marketing. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and I'm going to do another solo show. I love it that you guys out there listening have been sending me notes and messages that you like these solo shows. So I'm going to keep doing them about once a week and really focus on a detailed topic that I hope is helpful to you. And today I'm going to talk about, maybe it's a little nerdy. It's sort of a technical website topic, but I think it's become extremely important. And that is, I'm just going to call it generically without getting into the too technical realm, HTTPS. So every website out there in the world is carried across a protocol that originally was HTTP, and that still exists, and HTTPS, so you know how all these sites start with those four or five letters, essentially is the secure version. And so what that means is that a site that you see that is carried on HTTPS is encrypted. All the data, all the headers, all the scripts, pretty much everything that has to do with the site is encrypted. So it makes it very, very hard for somebody to hack the site first off. But it also assures or helps your visitors who might be trading sensitive information or even just their email address. You know, that communication back and forth with your site is then encrypted as well. So that's what it is. And it's something that I believe every website owner should have put in their site. So if you have to go hire somebody, fine. Or I'm going to talk to you about some of the easy ways that people are doing it, because Google has put so much emphasis on this. In fact, if you are in the Chrome browser and recently updated by Google, they will show a site that is HTTPS with a little lock to the left of it in the browser bar. And you've probably seen that before. But if you go to a site that is not, and maybe you didn't even notice it, but now all of a sudden you're going to start seeing in the browser bar next to your website address or the website address of a company that has HTTP only, it's going to say two words, and they're in red, not secure. That doesn't seem very friendly, I don't think. So, I mean, Google's sending a very, very strong message that they think that this is serious and they think that it's high time that you moved your site there. They're even making it a ranking factor. We're starting to see results, particularly in voice search results, that 70 and 80% of the page one or the top of the page results are in HTTPS sites. Now, that just may be that sites that have higher domain authority and more folks working on them and have been around longer have gone to HTTPS, you know, some time ago. So there may be some causation, correlation things there, but there's no question that Google wants you to have those secure sites. It's just a better experience for the user. It doesn't really even matter if you don't collect data through forms, you're still, if you don't have HTTPS, you're still going to have information that your pages transfer. And I, without getting too technical, because frankly, I can't get that technical with this, but every time somebody goes to your website, information is sent over the web to them so that their browser can see what's on your website. Well, if that information, which is just, you know, your headers and URL names and really all of your content is not encrypted. It's all there for hackers to see. And that's really, unfortunately, where the real issue is that sites that are not secured this way, including the whole back end that you use with, say, WordPress, it's just so much more open to hackers. So you really need to get it done. Now, there's nothing really that difficult about it. If you have a really old site that's built on HTML, is not on a modern host, you know, I mean, you could have some issues. But today, WordPress plugins make it very easy. Most of your web hosts today realize that this is a serious problem, and that you know, people host their files with the web host, and so that's the logical place to get it. So you can get what they call a certificate that will make your site HTTPS. Now, there are a lot of ways to do this. places, domain registrars like GoDaddy will actually sell them if you're hosting with them. That makes it easy, but you don't have to be hosting with them. But increasingly, I'm finding that it's just becoming free. Now, if you have WordPress hosting, and my favorite WordPress hosting is Pressable, if you have Pressable or one of the WP Engine, one of the all WordPress hosts, it's just built into the technology. You just click a button and then your site is HTTPS. So it's something that I think everybody needs to do. Check with GoDaddy, check with your host. If you're using Pressable or WP Engine, it makes it really easy to do. It's just foundational kind of hardware, wiring now for websites, and I heartily recommend you do it. There are, if you're nervous about doing it, there certainly it wouldn't be hard to find consultants, somebody like an Upwork or somebody that could do it for you. But really, there's a really good chance that that it's there kind of for you to do either with your host or you can kind of figure it out. It's really not that difficult. I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Klaviyo. Klaviyo helps you build meaningful customer relationships by listening and understanding cues from your customers. And this allows you to easily turn that information into valuable marketing messages. There's powerful segmentation, email autoresponders that are ready to go, great reporting. You want to learn a little bit about the secret to building customer relationships? They've got a really fun series called Klaviyo's Beyond Black Friday. It's a docuseries, a lot of fun, quick lessons. Just head on over to klaviyo.com, Beyond BF, Beyond Black Friday. Now, once you switch, and that's really what you're doing, you have essentially created two versions of your website. So you have HTTPS version and an HTTP. Now, most of the plugins or the services, or again, through Pressable, they'll make the HTTP go away. I mean, that just won't exist. You could type in HTTP and it's automatically going to reroute to HTTPS. And so you want to make sure that that's happening, because if you leave both of those out there and somebody can come to your site either way, well, then you've still got a lot of content that's not encrypted. And you've also telling Google, I have two websites, and they're both identical. And that's not really a good situation to have. So once you do make this switch, go to Google Search Console. And I've done an entire show and some webinars and things on Google Search Console. So I'll make another pitch for that. You should have a Google Search Console account linked to your website, because it's really one of the greatest ways to communicate with Google. They'll tell you what's working, what's not working on your site. If you've got duplicate content, if you've got broken, they'll show you who's broken links or broken pages. They'll show you who's linking to your site. They'll show you the search terms that are sending traffic. So go get Google Search Console set up. Now you've got it set up. Make sure that the site, and particularly if you have set this up in the past, make sure that your HTTPS version, you're telling Google, that's the one I want you to look at. And essentially, then they will, if you've already submitted, say, your sitemap to Google Search Console in the HTTP version, they'll come back and say, okay, now this is the one we're going to track. This is the one we're going to give credit for, and this is the only one we're going to show. So eventually, let's say you have some search results that you've acquired over the HTTP version, eventually or within a week or so of you making that switch to Google Search Console, they will only start showing your HTTPS version. So sorry if this one made your head hurt, but this is an important topic. This is one that you need to make sure that you are focused on and that you get done and you get done right. Every site we build today for clients is just the default. And I think, if you're working with a web designer, if you're working on a new website, make sure that you tell them, I want HTTPS. All right, that's it for today. A little short show today. If you've got questions, reach out. We love those reviews. And really, let me know what other topics you'd like to hear about, because I'm going to do these solo shows as fairly specific, like I've done today. Okay, that's it for now.